let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. From discussions about God's true name to proving we are in the end times, A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh by Edward Monge guides readers through the narrow path of salvation by pointing out errors of modern churches. It feels modern-day churches get this partially wrong. The book also covers true salvation, the Sabbath, proof we are in the end times, and that the USA is the end-time Babylon. Edward Monge, author of A Guide to the Narrow Path, is our guest on This Week in America. Edward, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating book that you've written here, A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh. Where did the idea for this book come from? Talk about the inspiration in putting this book together.
Well, the inspiration was I was originally out of work, and I was just praying to show me the truth, because I would be looking at scripture and it didn't match what I was finding in churches. And I would look and I just want to know the truth. And then Yahweh just started spinning things through my mind like crazy. And this book was the outpouring of that.
You know, it's interesting. It was like you had help in writing this book, and the book is doing so well and receiving such excellent reviews. You're obviously saying something that other people have been thinking. Talk about that process when you thought that churches were getting, modern-day churches were getting this at least partially wrong. When did that hit you that, okay, this, I don't think this is right? How did that happen?
Well, when I was going in and I was start talking to the pastors, and I was just trying to find a church at that time because I had moved, and I was talking to them, and I was just going over, and and they'd say, well, you know, I'm talking about when the end times was and things like that. And they say, oh, well, you know, the Baptist church, they say, okay, we're going to get raptured at the last day. But I go in and I find, then he showed me that day, as soon as I got back, five different scriptures that said the last day, the last day is not when this will happen. It says that the first day we will see him instead. And so, and we will have to live out, you know, we will all be living out this, not through the script and through the whole tribulation. And because they say not. And then you've got other churches I'd gone to, they said, you know, they would say, you know, that somebody did this in the time, but you go back and you find in the scriptures that's not the facts. And so I just kept going back, and I'd have church after church say Babylon is not the USA, but the scriptures prove exactly that it is. I've had gone to churches where they just totally mess up on, they think that, you know, we don't have to obey the commands of Yahshua, but but in the book of Revelation, it says that, you know, like the saints are the ones that are obeying the commandments of Yahweh and have faith in Yahshua. So they get that wrong.
You know, it's interesting, and as you're discovering that, and it sounds like the more you look, the more different answers you got. How did you set about getting what you felt was the right answer, the research that went into formulating your opinion and then actually writing the book, A Guide to the Narrow Path? What was the research like in trying to get the right answers?
Well, I spent over a year and a half just initially searching after scripture and documenting, and then looking at everything and praying about it every single day and asking for Yahweh, is this correct? Is this correct? Is this correct? Over and over.
Yes.
And yeah, and a couple times he said no. And I go back and look and say, okay, well, this, and find other scriptures that were there and help clear it up. And so I'd update it for that. But that was my basis.
The book
and,
is.
You know, it's like,
yeah, I was just going to say the name of the book, because people are probably listening and thinking, boy, I really would like to get a copy of this and understand, because I've had questions along the way. The book is A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh by Edward Monjay, M-O-N-J-A-Y. Book available at pageturner.us. I'll give you the list of all the places where the book's available as we go through the interview. You explore a lot of wide-ranging topics in the book, A Guide to the Narrow Path. Talk about some of the topics that you talk about, because these are of great interest and again, very well researched on your end. What are some of the main topics?
Well, some of the things, I first prove what the name of the true Father is. A lot of people say he's God and Jesus, but if you go back to the reason why we know about it is not his name. First, he says he's not going to allow his name to be on any pagans, on any tablet or form or anything with a statue or anything. But you find statues of Jesus in every church. So would that be him? No. Any Catholic church, you find statues of Jesus and all around the world. You find his name all around the world on statues. But so we know that's not there. And we have other gods' name that their name was God. You had in Babylonian there was it was called G-A-W-D, but it's pronounced G-O-D, just like we say it. And he says we're not supposed to speak a name of a God that is, it must not come out of our mouth. When you're saying it's wrong, that's okay. But if you're praising it, that's wrong. And he says it's a sin if we're saying another one in that. But how would he make it where we're sinning every time we're calling on him in that case? Because if we're calling on a God, that there's a God named Jesus, long before there was this Jesus, he was a God of mystery. And so that's the main thing. That's one of the things. And then I go over when the Sabbath truly is.
Oh, yes.
And why, and the Catholics say they know they changed it. And we got that recorded in history. And then is baptism required for salvation? That one is one of the things. And there's things like a lot of people don't think there's just the one spirit of Yahweh, but there's actually seven mentioned in the scriptures. And let me get that wrong. And then also, the main thing is like as well, you know, there's just so many other topics I cover. And plus, I also have some things just for helping with, your marriage. If you're married, your married life with all of the different things and your prayer life and all that is all in there as well.
So many topics that Edward has in his book, A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh. How long did it take you to put this book together? It's very comprehensive. You mentioned all the different topics. Again, thoroughly researched that you present. How long did it take to write this?
Well, I wrote the first draft of this and five other books I've got three of them published now, but three of the six books are published and the other three are yet to be. But I wrote all of those over a four-year period. And I wrote the first drafts over a six-month period.
It just, work that you've done and the research that has gone into, and we'll talk about the other books here in a second. This, the book, A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh, available at Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more available for sale in different formats. So the book is available worldwide. With this particular book, Edward, A Guide to the Narrow Path, what kind of response have you been getting?
Well, so far I've sold, it's mainly only been officially out where it was advertised or anything over the last two quarters of last year. and only part of only one in the four-quarter plus the other, and I got that. I had told about 40 of the books so far. I mean, about 40 of this so far.
Yes. Getting the word out there, and pageturner.us is a great place to pick up a copy of this book. I know the one thing you talk about there, and you've alluded to this, various topics that talk about end times. Are we in end times now?
Yes, we are. Yeah, because, you know, it's like you've got the, I'll mention one thing in there now. It's like there's so many things that are tied to it, like Babylon, where, you know, has to be there in the end time. And we are there. I mean, it talks about how ISIS and how they're mentioned in the scriptures, and they were prophesied to be there in this time. We know that the next thing that we know is that, we know that when the U.S. is gone, at the end time will go very rapidly. But we know as well that before the U.S. is gone, we know that Syria will be a plan where no man will walk, and that will be that will be one of the judgments. But we have just barely, I think, stepped into some of the judgments. You've got like this virus is going around. Could be, I think, is a judgment upon man. I think it could be. It's not necessarily mentioned as one of the things, but the one thing I think it is a judgment upon the man and upon the church and upon everyone else. And this judgment there's so many other things that, like, it talks about the end times, how the name of Yahweh will be renewed. That is happening. It talks about the, in the end time, that the precursor to all the judgment, the main judgments of Yahweh.
So many important issues, and boy, it certainly seems like the time is right for a guide to the narrow path, walking with Yahweh. What other books? Talk about the other books as well, because you've said, I think, what, six have been written, a number of those have been published.
Yeah,
what are the topics of the other books?
Yeah, the second book is on Paul of Tarsus, and it's called Paul of Tarsus, A Study of His Letters, and I've got two volumes there. And that book, it talks... it's very much in, because Paul said some things that we need to look at and get more clarity. Yeah. And so that those books are on Paul. And then I've got three that I call just the Pauline churches that are not out yet. It's basically just the things to watch out for, that is things that have come into the church as a whole, and things they're doing, and they're not supposed to. I mean, that they're not doing what you're supposed to do. Like, most churches get communion wrong. Most churches get the name of the Father wrong. Most churches get there's so many issues.
Well, and you address a number of those in this book. We're focusing on in the interview, A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh by Edward Monjay. That's Monjay. A few minutes left in the program. What do you hope is the main takeaway for readers after they read A Guide to the Narrow Path? There's a whole lot of information there. It really should change a lot of aspects of our lives, shouldn't it?
Yeah. It should. I make a statement in the beginning that you're not going to be able to stand on the fence anymore. If you're just a church pew sitter there, you're going to have to make a choice after reading this. And you're going to have to either make a decision for honoring and walking the narrow path, or you're going to be walking upon the path to destruction.
Well, I mentioned the book is important, and I think you can see why, as all of the information that that Edward talks about that. And a minute or so left, I want to go back to a main focus of the book, and that's the misuse of God's name by Christians. Talk about the implications of that. In fact, you draw that in some cases we possibly have been worshiping false idols for a number of years by using the wrong names.
Yeah, because see, even the word Christian, there was a quote by Serapis where he said, oh, the worshipers of, I can't remember, but it was a pagan group name, they call themselves Christians as well. And we know as well that there was a play on that name because the originally the word Christian didn't come in until about 900 AD, if I remember right.
Okay.
Yeah, before that, they were either known as the Way or the Yeshuans or the Way or some were known as the Light as well.
You know, about a minute or so left here, I want to talk about another point that you touched on there, and that's the Sabbath. In your book, proving Saturday is still the Sabbath. This would change a lot of lifestyles because that's not the way most of us, celebrate or consider the Sabbath. Talk about the Saturday.
Okay, well, first off, a lot of people say, well, that was the day that Yahshua rose on, or Jesus, as they call him. But the problem is, if you look at the Hebrew day, it starts at sundown and to the next sundown. If you start at he died before sundown on Wednesday, so that was the previous day. Then you got Wednesday, you got all the Thursday, and you got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Friday Friday was the last of the 3 days. He rose on the Sabbath, not on Sunday. And so, now they came on Sunday to see if he had risen, but he had already risen.
Just one of the fascinating topics that Edward has in his book. The book is A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh. The book is available basically wherever you'll buy books. All Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get information on the book in the various formats. Edward, the time has gone by quickly. It's just a very important and thought-provoking book. It's just been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us. I know you've got other books, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those as well. Thank you for enlightening us on the program today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I wish everybody... my love in Yahweh, and I wish everybody to find the truth. And he says, if we search for the truth, he is faithful and just to forgive us. So don't ever end that search for the truth.
And that guide will be assisted by the book, A Guide to the Narrow Path, Walking with Yahweh. Edward Monjay, Monjay, our guest. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.